Elliot Davis from Fox 2 is joining us in the studio this afternoon. 15 years of doing You Paid For It.
Do you believe it?
30 years. 30 years he's been on TV doing news. And we were just talking just before going on about how this whole thing started. First of all, let me mention that tonight Elliot's got some more inductees into the You Paid For It Hall of Fame.
Actually, this will be the first class.
Oh, the first class.
Yes, this will be the first class of inductees into the You Paid For It Hall of Fame Awards. We've done somewhat more than 100 stories in the past year with officials wasting your money, with officials ignoring the needs of taxpayers.
And dodging you.
And dodging and all kinds of stuff. Absolutely. And so what we are going to do tonight is take actually the best of the worst offenders.
Now, is it just from the last year or from all 15?
No, just from the past year. We went back, and I think last November, and we did the You Paid For Top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at the You Paid For stories of all time, and we went back like 15 years to some of the stories when I actually had hair.
That was
one of the things with those promos. I say, is that Elliot?
Yeah, that's him.
A few years back. We put a lot of, you know, those folks to rest, like Dorothy Moore and the lady who tried to take my microphone and Traveling Man and Joe Artworth and Jesus Loves You and the whole cast of characters.
I told you this last time you and I talked. The Joe Artworth one was my all-time favorite because that's all he wanted to say to you. And all you're doing is asking him questions, and all he's telling you is that Jesus loves you.
He made it number two, I think, on top 10. I think Traveling Man made one.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the top 10, and we put the kind of 15-year folk we have done stories on them, like 5 years running and whatever. But what we had said is that we looked at and said, okay, we've done about 100 more than 100 stories in the past year, and we went to look at the folk from the past year since last May,
mm-hmm.
who have been the worst offenders. I mean, those people you have seen on our You Paid For It reports and say, come on now, get real.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have them on. It's going to be tonight on Fox 2 News at 9 o'clock on You Paid For It and the first inductees into the You Paid For It Hall of Shame Awards. And we're actually going to have little awards for the folk. We give them some recognition. Usually, I was saying I can actually put on another hat tonight because usually we're chasing down officials, right, to try to get answers from these guys, right? And having them run away from me. Now we can actually give them award and awards and kind of recognize them for their contributions to it. Very least you paid for it.
Yeah.
Where would I be without those guys?
In this case, you Fox shareholders, you paid for the awards. Do you have actual awards that you're going to try to give to the actual people?
And we hope You Paid For It gives the shareholders returns.
Yeah,
you have to put that one in.
Absolutely, absolutely. So anyway, we went on, you were talking about how this whole thing started 15 years ago and how you were a guy who was a general assignment reporter, which in a TV newsroom means when the scanner goes off, you're probably going out.
Yeah, you roll. Yeah, when the scanner goes off, you roll. And in as much as I was, 30 years younger, it wasn't hard to roll then. You wanted to roll. Helicopter, yeah. I'm your man. You know, but I like doing investigative reporting because I've always had, I'm from St. Louis and I care about St. Louis, as are a lot of people on our staff at Fox 2. I went to Vashon High School, then went on to Cornell University, then came back here to St. Louis. So this is my home. I care about the town. And so I care about issues. And so we would do myself and my report, photographer, Larry Washington, who shoots the majority of my work and who's a photographer on the You Paid For It team. Kudos out to Larry. And so we had a lot of interest. Like, for example, a story a long time ago, we saw where these vacant abandoned buildings were almost falling down and kids were playing in front of the buildings. And at any moment, it looked like they were going to come crashing down on the kids.
Yeah.
Well, we were riding through the neighborhood, saw that and said something needs to be done. And so we would do those types of stories. And we got the mayor at the time, I think it was Vince Shamo, who had said he was going to do nothing at first to back down and later do something and tear him down.
And one of the ways you got people's attention was you gave out their phone numbers, and you still do that to this day.
That came later. That was a past news director who had the idea. He wanted to do a you paid for it. He, you know, I was one of the people he approached about it. He said, look, I'd like to do this report. So he had a couple of people. Actually, and I've got to say this, one of the original members of the You Paid For It team was Mandy Murphy.
Really?
Yes.
Sweet, and I'm going to say, kind Mandy
yes,
getting in the face of the.
I'm going to. It's my duty to tell.
And not that you're not sweet and kind, right, but you've got a different spirit about it, Elliot.
I don't know if she wanted me to mention this, but really. Mandy Murphy. I mean, why? You know, that's the benefit of being able to do radio interviews to get
absolutely
these tidbits.
That's right.
And she didn't, of course, know that she was on the You Paid For team until she looked up and saw the promotion that was on the air, and it had my picture and Mandy's picture, and it said You Paid For It team.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did a couple of reports and a few reports on You Paid For It. I think about a month or so that stint lasted. And I became the sole person doing You Paid For It. And I was still doing kind of fires, floods, and crime stories, basically. And I told the news director, well, I don't just want to do You Paid For It because, you know, I want to keep my hand in all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, though, the news director told me, this is about 15 years ago, a guy named Bill Barrow, he said, I want you to do this You Paid For It 3 days a week. And so when your boss tells you that's what you're going to do, then
that's
okay. And it was, yeah, you know, one of those tones where they say, I'd like you to do this.
If you don't mind, we think it would be a good idea if you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like one of those terms, like, I know that's probably going to be a little bit of opposition, a little bit of an argument, so let me sit in such a tone
right. That
it's
going to
be.
Going to make you an offer. Yeah, you can't refuse, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So anyway.
And you said to them, well, you're paying for it, so you'll get it.
Yeah, I said, well, I guess that decision is made. So anyway, that's how we started doing it, and the first story was actually involved Freeman Bosley Jr. And he said, look, and we were doing the story about them hiring overpaying $400,000 for a consultant. And he said, look, if people don't like this, what can they do? Is there anybody they can call so they won't have to sift through, you know, city government because mm-hmm. people get lost in the maze
right.
of government? And I said, yeah, they can call the mayor. He said, well, can we give that number? I said, yeah. Nobody else on the staff really, I think, wanted to do that. You have to want to be the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
So I said, the mayor, I don't care. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, so Bosley's junior's name was the first, and that's how that started with putting the telephone number out there. And it's a convenience to people because what happens often is as government escapes because it is such a large bureaucracy, and so they're able to, it's like you get kind of lost in a whole sea of folk, and you get the finger pointing. Who is it? Well, it's the guy who's assistant secretary of the department of this, and you got to call him. He calls you, and he says, no, you need the deputy under assistant
right.
for that.
Right.
Who is
yeah.
that? That's, you know, and so.
And he's on vacation.
Right, and he's on vacation. So what you have to have, I think, is you give people a name. You say somebody has to share responsibility, just like workers. Worker, something goes amiss. It falls on you, and
right.
you have to take responsibility. So our concept is do the same thing with government. Give them, give them the same. Ensure that they take responsibility for that action.
Talking to Elliot Davis from Fox 2, his You Paid For It Hall of Fame will be
Hall of Shame.
Of Shame.
Yeah.
Will be on Fox 2 News at 9 tonight, and it's people from the past year. Who have been some of your favorites? When you have a story and you say, okay, we're going back to so-and-so. I mean, last night, for instance, you had a story in Wellston, and there were some dilapidated houses that a woman there was complaining about
right,
that were
right.
across the street, and you decided, I'm going to go to the county executive, Charlie Dooley.
Right.
Charlie has seen you coming before. You could tell last night.
Actually, I think this is Charlie's first time making it on You Paid For
It. Is that right?
It is.
Wow.
We've had, there have been, and actually I think this May was the first time in a long time that Governor Blunt has made it on You Paid For It as well.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this was Charlie's very first time. We had gone to his office and they had told me that his chief senior policy advisor would be doing the talking for the administration.
That's one of those titles you're talking about. Chief senior policy advisor in charge of red tape.
Mike yeah. Jones. And they said, well, you talk to Mike Jones. Well, I don't mind talking to Mike Jones if he's going to tell me we're going to solve the problem.
Right.
But that's not what he said. And so it was basically the bureaucratic shuffle. Mm-hmm. And so we determined that we needed to go to the next level to let the man at the top. If I'm going to get a shuffle, I'll get a shuffle from the top.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so that's why we went to Dooley. And what we try to show people is that, you know, if you take these jobs, right, and you get the accolades when there are ribbon cuttings and when you get to stand behind the flags with all these news conferences and whatever, you also have to be able to take the heat. I think this and I would throw this in, is that it's one of those franchises that, as you can imagine, you get a lot of heat. Mm-hmm. Station gets a lot of heat.
Sure.
I've had a number of people have gone to the general manager, Spencer Koch, and said, you need to fire that guy and throw him out the door like tomorrow. He's had mayors who've come by the station, really, and over the 15-year period, who have come by the station and said, you know, you need to get rid of that guy. Can't you guys put something else on but that? I mean,
Welcome to my world, Elliot.
That's right. Various news directors, and I've been blessed to have a lot of support, because you really can't, and I'm not just saying that, is that in a franchise like this, the station will get a lot of heat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're going after the power brokers. And you know, and I've had a lot of support, as I mentioned, from the general manager, Spencer Koch, from Bill Barra, who actually started You Paid For It, from past news director Brad Remington, who mm-hmm. jump-started, now from Kingsley Smith, who actually came up with the idea for the You Paid For It Top 10, and actually from the Hall of Shame. He's new to town, but has been a big supporter of You Paid For It. So what happens, new people come in, see the franchise, embrace it, and give you other ideas. Because the object, obviously, as you know, is to remain fresh.
Yeah.
You either remain right. fresh, you push ahead, or you fall behind,
and
then you cut.
I can't imagine that it's hard to find, because there's so much of this shameful.
Yeah, you must have people sending you stuff and calling you all the time.
Well, you do. I'll get, during the course of a week, maybe 300 phone calls.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that's on one line. And you'll get maybe 300 emails, you know, that you sift through, most of which are not You Paid For It. Some people will have an errant kid. I get some calls that I redirect to Elliot Weiler, who does Contact 2
right.
At our station. So what happens is, I think people get, you know, kind of the idea that you are the problem solver.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Right?
And
so,
an ombudsman.
You're right, right.
Yeah.
So and I call people out. Sometimes you make just calls, and it'll be an issue that you're not going to put on the air. You can call and say, you know, it's Elliot Davis is calling, and this person calls, got a problem, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just a phone call can get it solved. Mm. But you will get calls. I've got calls from people who were had gotten thrown out of their homes, and we helped them find a homeless shelter.
Oh, interesting.
People who are victims of crime will call and say, hey, I can't get action. So I think what happens is that there's a tremendous frustration out there, especially in a kind of what can be a very selfish world sometimes, mm-hmm. where people focus on their own interests. And so what happens is people kind of see you out there and say, well, maybe this guy can do something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because people will say, well, I saw you help so-and-so.
Sure.
Maybe you can help me.
Sure. I'm Paul Harris in the studio today with Elliot Davis from Fox 2 tonight at 9 as part of their Fox 2 News at 9. He's going to be doing the You Paid For It Hall of Shame, looking back at some of his favorites from the last year, people who he and his photographer followed around with the microphone and the camera and tried to get them accountable. We talk so often on my show about responsibility and accountability, and you're one of these people who holds these government officials' feet to the fire and makes sure that they are accountable, and if not, you call them on it, which is why I love what you do.
Well, I appreciate that, and because often they try to duck responsibility.
Yes.
And what we try to do, and we talked about this, is making sure we make sure that what we do is on camera, so that no one can deny that they said what it
right.
actually is. And that saved us a number of times. I want to say before going that people can, in line with the Hall of Shame, if they've got a You Paid For It story that stuck out in their mind that they really like, they can blog me about it on our website, myfoxstl.com, and we've gotten a lot of support from the web community.
Mm-hmm.
People who actually have helped me decide to do some stories. There was one, and I'm going to get back to that, but there was one story we just did in Festus with graduating seniors, where the school district was going to keep these three seniors from graduating because of a policy basically that said that if you graduated early in December, you couldn't take part in the graduation ceremony in May. Mm-hmm. And these girls called me. They were like 17, 17, 18, and called me and said, can you help us to battle a school district over this policy? Those were the youngest people to call. You paid for it for help. So it was our duty to go out. And I wasn't quite sure whether it actually fit into the you paid for it format, right? And so what I did is, when I started in this business, we used, and I tell the news director about this all the time, and anybody who will listen, is that we had manual typewriter. No. So a manual typewriter. So when they expect me to learn technology, I remind them of that. No matter who it is, general manager, news director, doesn't matter. I tell the news director this couple of times, I said, you know what? When I started, we had manual typewriters.
Yeah.
Okay. and so I wasn't sure, actually, if I was going to do the story. And I actually got a chance to utilize input from the web community. And it was my first time, like, blogging, right? Mm-hmm. So I've actually started blogging, which is something phenomenal for me. But I got on the blog site, and a lot of folks blogged me back, and we, in about an hour, like 60 people had responded saying, yeah, you should get involved in that story. So this was one, actually, where the web community had a chance and an involvement. So people can actually block me. They can, reach me with their story ideas. If they want to comment on the Hall of Fame, they can also talk about that. The end of that story ended successfully. The girls did. In fact, the Festus School District reversed their policy, decided that early graduates could, in fact, take part in the graduation ceremony. And last week, I was at the graduation. We covered it, where the girls walked down the aisle there, had the cap and gown, and you could actually see some of what you're doing, in fruition. You can see it go to fruition, where you can see these girls actually kind of walk down the way. And I always like to tell people, it is a team effort. It's the whole Fox 2 News team. I mean, I always Top Gun use it. We're like the tip of the sword. Mm-hmm. But there's a whole big, huge organization that goes from the editors to the executive producers to the tape guy and so many people and an entire operation.
Yeah, but how many of them have been shot at, Elliot?
Well,
or shoved, but cursed out.
The tip of the sword is going to get that.
They're going to try to break off the tip of the sword.
Yeah. Right, and mentioning that whole thing, there's actually an update, and that was by photographer Larry Washington, mm-hmm. was out for over almost 2 years, basically. People will remember that we were investigating a towing company at the time in Wellston, and we were out shooting. I was shooting a stand-up when shots rang out. Larry was shot in the shoulder. He was out almost 2 years. He came within millimeters of being killed, mm-hmm. Out on the story, but he is back. He has been back for a bit and shooting You Paid For It. So there are some hazards. Police never made any arrests in that. They don't have any suspects of that. But I can give people kind of an update on what's happening in the story we were investigating when Larry got shot. We were investigating a Gale's Towing at that time that was charging exorbitant rates. Last week, back in September, the feds indicted Gales for being part of a $2.4 million cocaine ring. Mm. Now, we were investigating him for towing car fees.
Wow.
Right? But the feds, after we had been doing this story for, after Larry got shot, I continued doing the reports, and I think we did like 30 reports in the course of a year. The feds started investigating in like 2005. And September, the feds announced that he was indicted, being indicted for being a part of a cocaine ring. Mm. He pled not guilty at first, but last week he went into federal court, changed his plea to guilty. So he is up for a minimum of 10 years in prison. And today there was a action on the state charges where they're going to order him to pay like $91,000 back on the towing fees, mm-hmm. as well as bar him from the towing business, but I don't think he has to worry about being in the towing business.
No, I don't think so. No. Now, in the 15 years that you've been doing You Paid For It, you've got this reputation as being the guy who is not going to back down. I mean, if I'm a local official and I hear Elliot Davis is here, I think to myself, oh, no, what did we do now? Have there been any of these officials who have really been really helpful to you, have welcomed you into their office and said, tell me what the problem is and I'm going to help you get this solved?
You welcome me into the office much like a taxpayer welcomes the IRS.
That's true. But have any of them actually been proactive?
Or dentist.
Yeah.
You know, you say, you know, you welcome the dentist visit. Say, I'm going to have fun today. I'm going to the dentist. Boy, what a great day I'm going to have. most officials actually do a pretty decent job. I think people go into public, and I don't have a disdain for public officials because we need them, obviously, to run the government, to administer the affairs of state. I mean, it would be complete chaos if somebody didn't, you know, take charge and go and run things and pass the laws and deal with the problems and keep the wheels turning. So I think that most people in government actually do a pretty good job. I go after that slice that make some bad decisions with our money. Do people try to help? There are some people that never make it on you paid for, just like there are some taxpayers that never get audited.
Mm-hmm.
Or there are some taxpayers who, when they get audited, they clear through with flying colors.
Right.
You know, the auditor takes, they pack up their hatchet, and they say goodbye. That's a victory.
Some people would say you stick it to St. Louis. I say you stand up for St. Louis.
Yeah, we don't try to stick it to St. Louis. I mean, I'm a St. Louis native. As mm-hmm. I said, Vashon High School, you can't get more native than that.
Yeah. So you were talking before the break about some officials who you go to who were good about getting things fixed. Who's been the worst who you had to go to, not just on one story, but time and time again, and you could not get a satisfaction from them? They were not going to back down.
Hillsdale. That's where the mayor tried to take my microphone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I would say that's at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you have a physical altercation and the mayor is running after you. She started running after Larry Washington at first, but he was too fast.
The photographer.
So, yeah. Started running after Larry, and then she saw me and said, but I can catch that guy. And, you know. I would say that was one where they just, you know, they just put up a stone wall. And so you will run into a number of cases like that where people will put up a stone wall. And other cases you'll run into where the person you're going to get and talk to, there are some school districts that are, Rockwood, for example, is one of those school districts. City of Webster Groves is another, Kirkwood, actually, is another one where if you've got an issue with the officials, they will get back to you very quickly. They'll get the information, get back to you quickly. And really don't try to hide. Does it say they welcome your call? Not really.
Yeah.
Nobody really welcomes. Do you welcome an auditor? No.
Yeah.
But generally, there are some places that make pretty sound decisions. There are some communities that are really run reasonably well where people make, oddly enough, we have been, let me rephrase it. We have never done a story on Ladue, for example.
Hmm.
Have you gotten calls about Ladue and not, just didn't pan out?
Not or? For lack of looking.
Does that mean that they run things pretty well there? And if there are problems, they solve them? Are they good at customer service, if you will?
Actually, what happens is that many of the decisions that government makes are reasonably sound decisions because, one, they have a very active citizenry and a lot of people who are kind of on top of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the official, for example, if the mayor would come and say, you know, I think I need to really project the proper image, so I'm going to get this Mercedes-Benz, you know, uh-huh. as my city car, because when we roll, we need to let people know that we are rolling, guys. But they were
that
running.
That sounds weird.
They were running into
such
opposition. But you know, and so it is. And what I would say about you paid for it, it is. What we try to do is we try to help people who don't have any place else to turn.
Mm-hmm.
People who feel like they're at the end of their rope. That they've tried a number of things that haven't worked, and so they will call us. So actually what we're trying to do is we're trying to really make things better. We're trying to problem solve. And a lot of people who call you paid for it and can't get action, we have other units there to help. Elliot Weiler in Contact 2, for example, dealing with the consumer problem. Fox Files, mm-hmm. that deals with broader general issues,
mm-hmm.
right? And people will be familiar with the Fox Files on TV. But, and then you paid for it.
But what percentage of your stories that you've done over these 15 years would you say have actually gotten the problem solved for the person?
It's hard to say. We like to say, I don't know, maybe half of them. Just as a rough guess, for example, the emissions law that was changed by the Missouri mm-hmm. legislature and signed into law by the governor that we had been working on for some 4 years. kind of browbeating some legislators who were not in step with where they needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the law got changed, and the governor signed it. And so people won't have to go to these emissions testing stations. They'll be able to do it all at the same place. So some major things, even in Hillsdale, for example, we mentioned Mayor Dorothy Moore. Well, the state came in and took over the school district. They dissolved the school board. The school district. They fired Dorothy Moore. They fired the school board, tossed them all out. And Venice, Illinois, was another one where the state of Illinois came and fired the school board and did a whole reshuffling. So a lot of things like that. The Gales towing story we had been working on, where the attorney general filed a lawsuit and criminal charges against Bruce Gales, and and I told you about what the latest on that is today. St. Charles County, where the federal government came in and with a housing development that was ruining a St. Charles County community, and they were going to do nothing at first, and we took that all the way up to Bill Clinton in the White House, and Bill got involved.
Wow.
And it got solved. Fed spent $7 million to redo what was a troubled housing complex next to the housing, regular homeowners, and that was driving their home values down. Fed spent $7 million, redid the housing complex. Housing complex is now doing good. Home values went back up. So there are a number of things and success stories that I think we can attribute it to. You paid for it and the Fox 2 News team.
Well, you deserve a lot of praise for everything that you've done for people and for putting on some pretty entertaining television
because
that's definitely part of it.
Well, you got to have a little showbiz.
There's a lot of showbiz. Absolutely.
But you can count on officials for it. There's always going to be somebody, Dooley, Dorothy Moore, or somebody, a traveling man. Somebody's going to come out and do something. And then, of course, not forget, you paid for it. Hall of Shame tonight. 9:00.
How many stories are going to be in that Hall of Shame, do you think? How many inductees do you have?
Oh, we're going to surprise folks.
Okay.
And we got some very unique, some very unusual titles for folks to distinguish them in giving them their honor. So this is the first ever, the best of the worst on the Hall of Shame Awards. It's tonight on Fox News at 9. Anybody who has any ideas they want to talk to me about, they can blog me or email me, myfoxstl.com.
Elliot Davis, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, sir.